This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. The Kings skated past the Wild last night in L.A. 4-2. Minnesota head coach John Hines says he was ho-hum on how his team defended.
At times, I still think we gave up a little bit too much, which is a little bit uncharacteristic of us. But you know, we'll take a look at some things over the next day or so and get ready for Seattle.
Ryan Hartman and Jared Spurgeon scored. Minnesota will end the long road trip with a game in Seattle Thursday night. Sweden won the gold medal in the World Juniors. They beat Czechia last night 4-2 in St. Paul. Canada claimed the bronze with a win over Finland. The Gopher women's basketball team lost at ninth-ranked Michigan last night 70-60. Grace Koholski led the way with 22 points, but head coach John Plitzewite says the team didn't shoot well enough.
You've got to score at a better than 38% clip in order to go on the road or at home and have success against good teams, against any team, but certainly against the best teams.
The Gophers are now 10-3. The Gopher men host 19th-ranked Iowa tonight at Williams Arena. Minnesota head coach Nico Medved says Iowa guard Bennett Sturts is a tough customer.
He can be like a robot. I mean, running their stuff, it's just, I mean, whatever the read is, he makes it, you know, and you try to change your coverages a little bit on him. He's seen every coverage. They know where everybody else is, so they're really good at what they do.
Tip time tonight at the barn is 7 o'clock. There are tickets available at gophersports.com. NBA basketball, the Wolves are home tonight as well. A 7 o'clock tip time at the Target Center against the Miami Heat. It was clean out the locker day at Vikings headquarters in Eagan yesterday, the day after the team's season ended with a win over Green Bay. Minnesota finished the year 9-8 and out of the postseason. Receiver Jalen Naylor had a bit of a breakout year. He's a pending free agent. He says he hasn't given much thought about whether he'll be back next year or not.
I haven't gone there at all. You know, I was just trying to finish the season out and then deal with it now that it's here. You know, it was fun playing with these guys, and hopefully I continue to play with these guys. So. It's all a matter of time.
This is MNN Sports.